worthy. Thank you.
Hi. It's good to see all of you. I actually didn't know how many people I would be speaking in front of until right now. So, hello. It's good to see you, and I'm really glad to be here and be the first Alateen speaker ever at this conference. No pressure. So, so my name is Maddie, and like Elise said, I've been in Alateen for 5 years. Since I was 12, so I got into Alateen when I was in 7th grade, and my mom is my qualifier. She's been sober for 3 years, and I'm so proud of her, and she's here hearing me speak today for the first time. So I guess I'll just give a little background about just my family and my mom and I. So I grew up with my older sister, Claire. She's 3 years older than me, and my mom and dad, and I don't have a whole lot of early memories of my mom because she wasn't really fully available to me before she got sober, and I think that's, you know, a lot of people's experiences with their qualifiers when they're still drinking or even after they get sober in some cases. But so a lot of my early memories are with my dad, like going to Fernbank Museum or parks or things like that. And, you know, I do really regret that my mom and I missed out on getting to know each other when I was younger. But anyway... I do remember my sister and I spent a lot of time in each other's company. We would be upstairs and like play dress up or something. And I remember one time I had like put on this like kimono and we were like decked out in our get up and we were like, let's go downstairs and show mom and dad. And then we started going down the staircase and we just hear, you know, like yelling and yelling and yelling. And so we were like, maybe stay upstairs. So we didn't go down. And you know, they did get divorced. And I don't, you know, remember, I was 6, so I was pretty young. I don't remember, you know, really understanding or being disappointed about it. I remember being relieved because there was a lot less yelling in the house. And I was, you know, even at that young age, I was aware and glad to be able to get to know each of them on their own. And I feel like that helped us get a lot closer. But my mom and I have talked a lot about, like, this period in both of our lives. And that's when, you know, her drinking got a lot worse. And my sister and I, like, spent a lot of time with just my mom, and some nights were really difficult. And, I mean, there was, in 2010, things kind of came to a head, and we were with my mom. I just turned 12, and we were in Cleveland for my grandparents' 50th anniversary, my grandparents. And, you know, my mom was very drunk, and she was not, you know, in a good place at that time. And so after, you know, anyway, family tensions, it was a bad night for all of us. And my sister and I flew home from Cleveland that next day, and we weren't able to live with my mom anymore. And that's when my mom's younger sister got in touch with my dad and stepmom and told them what Alateen was. And I had been to a couple Al-Anon meetings with my dad before, and I think there were like women's groups that had just like allowed him to be there, because I don't remember any men in there. It's just my dad and like a lot of older women, and so I was kind of sitting there like, cool. So so I, you know, I couldn't really relate to adults at that point like the way I can now. I feel really at home in Al-Anon meetings now, but when I was 12, not so much. So I do remember feeling uncomfortable in Al-Anon, and you know, I was a little relieved to hear about Alateen, but I did not really want to go. And that's, you know, you hear that all the time in Alateen. You know, people say like, tell your story, how did you get to Alateen? They're like, well, my mom dragged me in, dropped me off, bought me ice cream after, and that's how I came. And like, so, you know, a lot of kids don't come into Alateen voluntarily, and that was the case with me. And I remember before I came to Alateen, I was sitting, I was driving in the passenger seat with my dad, and we were driving past my middle school, and it was like the height of teen angst phase. And I was like, Dad, nobody else has an alcoholic parent. It's just me. Which, of course not. Which I really, like, I didn't understand that until I came to Alateen. And I think that's such an important problem that, you know, those of us in Alateen have before we experience the program, because it's so lonesome to think that, you know, I was the only one, because I really did. And so I did start going to Alateen when I was 12, and I went to a pretty large group that had a lot of older kids. They were pretty tight-knit already, and I didn't really reach out to any of them. So I didn't really get the full Alateen experience, even though my parents encouraged me to go every single week, and I really hated it because I just sat there and kind of tuned things out. So after that meeting, I started going to a different one, and that's my home group at NABBA. It's a great group. The first night I went with my sister, and it was just Claire and I, and that was the whole meeting. It was Claire and me and Elise. We were sitting there like, cool, this is great. But it was kind of great because I had not been comfortable sharing in these big groups with a lot of older kids. And when it was just my sister and I and Elise, I felt really at home and ready to share. And from there, I was ready to branch out and talk to other teens. And it's just interesting remembering how uncomfortable I was sharing in Alateen, because I'm kind of experiencing the same thing now in Al-Anon, because it is, like Elise said, I'm kind of getting too old for Alateen and then very young for Al-Anon. And I get a lot of healing out of Al-Anon meetings, but, like, it's scary to speak up in Al-Anon. Like, you all work amazing programs, like, to the point of being intimidating. Like, it's really amazing. So oftentimes I feel like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't share about how I'm, like, scared about going to college. You know, it seems very small in the face of, you know, some of y'all's programs that are really great. But anyway, I started going to that NABBA meeting probably around 2011 or 2012. And I kind of, you know, I would go in there and I would share about what was happening with my mom and I. And as we tried to work through our relationship, we started going to family therapy with a woman named Dale. So it was my sister and I and my mom all on this couch, and then Dale. And, it, you know, we tried to make it work. But, you know, oftentimes it didn't, and I often felt like I was being, you know, manipulated in those family therapy sessions, and for us, it didn't really work. And my mom is still drinking at this point. It was early 2013, it was April 2013, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were in one of those family therapy sessions, and I turned to my mom, and, like, you know, with a maturity that I don't really think I even had at that point, I'm not sure how I, like, came to this decision, but I said, Mom, I can't have a relationship with you if you're continuing to drink. And that day was the last day that my mom had a drink. And she did go into recovery after that. And I do not take credit for my mom's sobriety. I mean, that was her willpower and that was her making her own choice. But my mom often brings up that moment as kind of a turning point. I think it was for me as well. And I don't know, I think in my program, that's probably the bravest thing that I was able to do. But this was actually before I got a sponsor, too, so that makes it more interesting to me that I was even able to make that decision without the help of my sponsor, who I do have now. I got a sponsor, I think, beginning of 2014, so a whole year after my mom had been sober almost. And her name's Talia, and she's my sister's age, actually, so she's a young Al-Anon. And she had been coming to our Alateen meeting for a while. And every time she shared, I was like, wow, you are going through the exact same things as me. And, like, she just had so much more wisdom about it than I did. So I was like, this is great. And I asked her to be my sponsor, and she said that she had to go home and call her sponsor about it and kind of convene and figure it out. And I was like, okay. So I was waiting at home that night, like, waiting for the call. And then she did call me. She was like, I would love to be your sponsor. And that was so special because looking back, I don't know what I was doing without a sponsor other than getting ready to have a sponsor. I mean, it's like, you know, my program has, like, taken off after I got a sponsor, after I started talking to Talia. I mean, it's a completely different experience, and I had no idea it could even be that way because I had been kind of sitting in my room after meetings, like, looking at the literature, kind of flipping through books, and that's so much different than calling Talia and being able to say, like, I really need some help right now, and telling her what's going on. And one day I would love to share that experience with somebody else. I think once I go to college, I'll, you know, once I finish step three, which I've been working on for a while, I go pretty slow with the steps. Progress, not perfection. But I think when I go to college, I would love to get a sponsee and really get that kind of connection, because I will be in a different place. I'll be in South Carolina, And that's really scary because I haven't found meetings there yet, obviously, because I'm still living here. But I'm hoping to expand my program in that way because Alateen is the best gift that my parents ever gave me because I couldn't have done it without this program, and these people are so special. And I'm so proud of my mom. So happy that she's here. Thank you.